everybody. My name's Kat Harris, and this is Tobias Arles, and we are the technical evangelists here at the Microsoft Reactor, and we're going to be checking out the Global Game Jam.
Global Game Jam is the world's largest game hackathon. Game developers from all over the world get together to make a game in a little bit less than 48 hours. Let's go check out what the developers made here in the Microsoft Reactor.
Do y'all have a team name?
Yeah, we do have a team name.
We have no clue whatsoever.
Didn't bother with one yet.
It's Team Gibraldon.
I won't be able to pronounce that, but it sounds cool. So is this your first jam?
This is my second jam.
I guess, technically, yes.
Yes, I have.
It's my first in-person game jam.
So what's your game about?
So due to the theme being ritual, we decided to go for a Far Cry 4 kind of shooter experience.
A project about lighting candles.
So you are the doorman for a group of cult gatherings.
How does that work with ritual? Like, what made you think of that?
Well, rituals seem to involve candles a lot.
Yeah, I guess they kind of do, yeah.
In the world, it'll just be a simple level based on Shangri-La,
gotcha.
Where you're in a meditative, like, dream area, you know, performing a ritual kind of thing by hunting down monsters. Yeah.
And as different cultists are entering, you usher them into the correct room for their rituals, and there's also some imposters, and you have to send them to the pit of despair.
Our game is called Parasomnia, and it's based on the idea of having a recurring nightmare every night. And the recurring nightmare is that you end up late to work and get fired.
Our game is called Awakening. So it's kind of a refreshing morning, and you go to the park.
We made a game based on the Shangri-La missions from Far Cry 4, actually going with the theme of ritual.
Dancing as a ritual.
Our game, about ritual killing of animals, animal sacrifice. So you need to escape and not be killed.
So, like, the ritual we kind of went for was turtles, when they are born at the beach, they need to go to the ocean.
The game is called Afternoon Tea, after the English ritual.
The game about summoning demons.
Ooh, our game is called Conway on Mars.
Actually took all the garbage that was produced by this game jam, and we took those. So that sand is actually Chipotle chips crushed up. And the ocean is the Sprite Zero box shredded apart into pieces.
The story kind of goes that these dudes are little shamans, and they perform dance moves in order to affect the environment.
So we have a gentleman and his lady.
Yeah, so
basically
look around this park using cardboard like this, like locate those trees and stars, and after you find them, and hit the button on top and just like catch them, you get a score.
Bow and arrow shooter kind of game where you know go through the level and you hunt monsters who have invaded Shangri-La.
So the goal of the game is to make it through a number of scenarios that happen in people's nightmares and best all of them, and then you make it to work on time.
So customers will come by, they will pop out of nowhere. They don't have heads, they just have hats.
Oh, it turned into tea. I made the game, so I know how much tea you need, and it's 3 tea bags.
Game jam's over. How do you feel?
Exhausted.
Good. Yeah, feeling awesome. Everything came together.
Actually, I think I got most of this jam ready. It was just like meeting a lot of different people. It's pretty cool. Like, I've been kind of wanting to meet other developers and, made a lot of good friends so far. So it's been a good experience.
It was surprisingly low stress. Nothing broke really too badly. So that was awesome. That makes it happy.
Global Game Jam!
That was the Global Game Jam 2016. Hope that you had fun watching or even participated wherever you are around the world. But next year, if you happen to be in the Microsoft Reactor in San Francisco, you should join us here for the Global Game Jam 2017. See you next time.
Bye.